Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to KSL at Night in a very special segment right now. This is Taylor Morgan joined by Rusty Cannon. Rusty, let me maybe put you on the hot seat a little bit personally.
Okay.
Have you turned your ballot in yet in the Republican primary election?
I turned it in the day after I got it.
Okay, excellent. What about the rest of your family members? Any others living in your household that got ballots for the primary?
Actually, a fun story. Our second youngest son just turned 18. We registered him to vote. By the way, it was very easy. We did it online.
Vote.utah.gov.
Yep. Got it on. Did everything. It arrived in the mail. He has not turned his in yet because he is vacationing with friends.
I'll tell you what, priorities.
Yes.
I also submitted my ballot because I'm a political nerd. Maybe
just the same
like
as me.
You.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas, right? When you get the ballots in the mail, and the first thing I did was I immediately filled it out, got it back in. My wonderful, beautiful, talented wife, however, Rusty, and the ballot is still sitting on the counter.
It's still there.
And you know what that means?
Yes.
We still get political mail.
I was going to say.
We still get the phone calls. It's all still coming hot and heavy because, bless her heart, my wife has not cast her ballot yet. I think maybe she likes the drama, likes the attention.
Maybe I should have held on to mine. I forgot about that I turned off the mail spigot.
No, you did the right thing.
Listeners,
if you are still getting political advertisements, text messages, emails, mailers, and you would like them to end, you don't have to wait until a week from tomorrow, June 25th. You can cast your ballot now and encourage you to do that. Well, speaking of the primary election, Rusty, we're very fortunate to be joined right now in studio in person by one of the candidates running for the Republican nomination to be Utah's next attorney general. Frank Mylar is with us here in studio. Frank, welcome to KSL at Night. Glad you're with us here. How's the campaign going?
It's going great.
How are you holding up? You got a week to go.
I'm a marathon runner. I ran cross country and track in college. I can do this, you know, so I think I am probably doing better than the people I'm running against.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Tell us, Frank, what prompted you to get into this race? For any of our listeners that don't know you, that haven't necessarily cast a ballot yet in this race, what is your background? What motivated you to get in the race for to become Utah's Attorney General?
Yeah, you know, when Sean announced, there was a couple of people that already had thrown their hat in the ring, basically. And when I saw that Sean announced that he wasn't running, I go, this is an open seat. And I was kind of shocked that the dearth of experience, legal experience that they had. One had almost no legal experience of fighting any cases in Utah. None of them have ever sued the government. None of them have ever had criminal law experience. They've never prosecuted one criminal in their life. They've never done criminal defense for that matter either. And I've done all of those, and I've been doing it for 37 years, which is far more than what they've been practicing law for. But they've also done a mismatch. One of them's been primarily in Congress, working as an aide, you know, for different congressional senators. And he was in the legislature for 4 years. Then he was a lobbyist, but he has practiced law very, very little. It's clearly a political stepping stone for that person. He's getting a lot of help from lobbyists, a lot of help from the governor, a lot of help from other politicians. I don't want that, actually. I want to be independent. I don't actually seek the nomination, or excuse me, the endorsements of some of these kind of power brokers, because it's really supposed to be an independent office. And so that struck me as well. Yeah. I felt like, you know, there needs to be somebody that's actually fought for people's constitutional rights, that's running for this office, and actually has knowledge and experience that you need to actually be followed by the people in the office.
So, Frank, I have a question for you.
Sure.
What would you do differently? Well, let me put in a personal plug. Can we please just do away with the extracurricular activities of the Attorney General? And what would you do specifically, I guess, day one, day five, day 100 type of thing? What specifically would you want to lead the charge on as Attorney General if you're elected?
Absolutely. Yeah. First, you look at who's funding them. That is where a lot of the problems have happened in the past. You're beholden to all these different groups. The fact that I'm coming in an independent means I don't have any of these chains. No one's going to be able to say, hey, we gave you 50 grand like they did to one of my opponents. No one's going to be able to say that. It's basically grassroots that's supporting me. And thankfully, it's actually been enough. So that's one thing. The other thing is that I'm actually going to lead the office. I actually have an MBA. I've actually the only one that's managed attorneys inside and outside the AG's office. We forget that we're actually a manager also.
Yes.
And one of the things I learned in my MBA program is management by wandering around. You actually need to go around and meet the attorneys. That just hasn't been happening for the last several attorney generals. You don't just sit on a silk cushion.
Yeah. So you've worked in the Attorney General's office before, is that correct?
Yeah.
For listeners that don't know.
Absolutely.
Okay.
For over 12 years, for three different Attorney Generals.
Okay. Now, according to your campaign materials, Frank, I think this is an important point you make. You've prosecuted or been involved with nearly 250 individual federal court cases.
Correct.
That is certainly something that sets you apart from your opponents in this race. What impact would that kind of experience have on your ability to serve as Attorney General?
Sure. I've been involved in some of the leading cases of our time. I joined in on the Hobby Lobby case to fight Obamacare. I also fought to defend marriage and fought to defend the rights of counselors to be able to counsel regarding sexual confusion. So there's a lot of these issues that are still relevant issues today that I've actually fought and led out on and filed briefs on.
So as we wind down, well, I can't believe I'm saying that, wind down. We're almost there. It still feels like we have a long way to go. We're kind of hitting that peak of all the signs on the fences and all of that.
Yeah.
As a candidate, this might be interesting for listeners to hear. What do you do in the last week?
Yeah. So basically get my message out to let them know that they've never sued the state. They've never sued a city. They've never fought to vindicate anyone's constitutional rights. And yet I have numerous times I helped people during COVID get free religious exemptions to the vaccination.
Yeah.
But you name the issue, and I've actually probably fought those constitutional rights, but they've done zero. There's not one case that they fought in their entire career to help anyone vindicate their constitutional rights. That message, I think, is the winning message that is getting out. I'm using radio, including KSL, and a lot of billboards.
Well, we appreciate you being here with us. Listeners, we're joined in studio by Frank Mylar, candidate for Attorney General in the Republican primary. Frank, you made a great point when you started off the interview here, and you mentioned that the race for Attorney General is an open seat.
Right.
Of course, because the incumbent, Sean Reyes, is not running again. We know that there are a couple other very competitive open seats up this primary cycle for the U.S. Senate, also for the 3rd Congressional District. As you are campaigning, talking to voters, is the Attorney General's race on voters' radar to the extent that the 3rd District and the Senate race are, or are you having a hard time getting as much attention? What is that like as a candidate just on a practical level?
Yeah, you're right. It's an uphill battle. People do not realize the AG is so important in protecting their rights. You know, I talk about DCFS issues. I talk about religious freedom issues, COVID issues, you name it, federal land issues, the Title IX issues. These are all issues that the AG has a significant impact in.
Yeah.
What I'm doing is raising awareness. This is an important office.
Yeah.
You actually need an experienced attorney, and that message is resonating, and I think it's starting to move up on the graph here. It's at least behind governor and senator now, I think, in people's minds, realizing this really is an important position, especially if you want someone to protect your rights.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I appreciate that, Frank, and really, honestly, appreciate your candidacy in the race. I think it's wonderful that voters have so many qualified candidates and options to choose from across a lot of different races.
Mm-hmm.
So really grateful that you're putting in the effort. It is a personal sacrifice. Grateful for your work and candidacy on behalf of the state of Utah. And of course, thank you for joining us here on KSL at Night.
Absolutely. Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Listeners, that is Republican Attorney General candidate Frank Mylar. Again, primary election is coming up a week from tomorrow, June 25th. You can mail your ballot, but it must be postmarked a week from today, June 24th.
Yes.
So listeners, don't forget, get those ballots in. Coming up next here on KSL at Night, we'll be talking about another primary election campaign, Rusty. We're going to turn our attention to the race for U.S. Senate and talk about some of the latest fundraising numbers there.
Yeah, we're talking money next, right?
Right after the break, listeners, stay right here.
Where does a journey to wellness begin? Do you start looking for diet ideas? Or searching for exercise plans?
Actually, you don't have to look far. Just look to the first two letters of the word wellness. We means you don't have to figure it out yourself. It means your hopes and challenges are a perfect match for our knowledge and resources. It means anything you want to achieve, together, we can achieve better. Because wellness begins with we. Intermountain Health, the power of we.